Hi there. The word for you today is, are you bearing fruit? 8 times in 6 verses in John chapter 15, Jesus uses the word abide. Why is that? Because it doesn't come natural to us. Jesus knew that in the coming years his disciples would be called upon to produce enough fruit to cover the world. But you know what? You can't even begin to have that kind of impact without first achieving the one thing you're most likely to neglect or allow to be crowded out of your life, and that's more of him. Things will arise each day that keep you from spending quality time with the Lord. And let's be honest, as for an extended period of time to wait in God's presence, that'll take an effort equal to an act of Congress. So, you've 3 options. Let me spell them out. 1, live a worthless life. Jesus said, John 15, verse 6, if anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered. That word withered means worthless. Don't spend your life on worthless things. 2, accept God's discipline. Listen to these words from Hebrews 12, verse 11. No chastening seems to be joyful for the present, but painful. Nevertheless, afterward, it yields the peaceable fruit of righteousness. What's God after? Fruit. And the truth is, he'll do whatever it takes to get it. Hey, we all have our pruning stories. God's discipline usually starts with a sin problem, an unconfronted behavior or attitude, and it ends when the problem ends. The discipline doesn't have to continue. It's really up to us. We only experience the pain as long as we hold on to the sin. And 3, stay close to God. If you draw spiritual nourishment from him each day, hear me, if you allow the power that flows through him to flow through you, nothing will keep you from reaching the abundant life that Jesus has promised you.